Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Harris. Batting second. The third baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting third. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ross Glode. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Shaheen Weiss. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Jody Jarrett. Batting fourth. The DH, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Escobar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Merlone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ben Broussard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laker. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Coco Crisp. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Davis. And now, play ball. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Uribe bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Davis, and towards Belliard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Belliard takes first base on ball four. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Belliard moves to third. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jarrett for the out. Belliard scores. Vizquel moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Escobar takes first base on ball four. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Merlone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Merlone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Glode strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Broussard strikes out. 1 out. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Laker hits a pop-up beyond second. Harris can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crisp hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Belliard is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Belliard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laker moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe juggles the ball. That's an error on Uribe. Belliard moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Uribe is 0-for-0 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into right field. Gerrard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Escobar. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Escobar. Lee reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The ball gets by Laker for a passed ball. Lee moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Escobar. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gloed is 0-for-1 in the game. Gloed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Rick White now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jody Gerrard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gerrard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerrard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Alex Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Escobar hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Merlone is 0 for 1 in the game. Merlone hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Merlone reaches second base with a double. Martinez moves to third. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Martinez scores. Merlone moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Broussard is 0 for 1 in the game. Broussard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Uribe. The throw from Laker and he is safe. Uribe steals second. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Merlone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Uribe scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Laker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laker hits a fly ball into center field. Glode settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 0 for 1 in the game. Crisp strikes out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Escobar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Glode is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glode hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Jody Gerrard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gerrard is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerrard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Vizquel for the double play. 2 outs. Victor Martinez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Alex Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Escobar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Laker juggles the ball. That's an error on Laker. Alomar moves to second. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 2 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into right field. Gerrard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Alomar moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Escobar. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jose Jimenez now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Merlone takes first base on ball 4. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is 0 for 2 in the game. Broussard strikes out. 1 out. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Laker hits a fly ball into center field. Glode settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crisp is 0 for 2 in the game. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Escobar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Glode is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glode hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Gerrutt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gerrutt. Glode goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, White Sox. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Shingo Takotsu now pitching. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Creed now playing third base. Juan Uribe now playing second base. Aaron Rowand now playing center field. Ross Glode now playing right field. Jody Gerrutt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gerrutt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerrutt hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Belliard moves to second. Alex Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Uribe is 0-for-3 in the game. Uribe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jimenez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Creed moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Creed scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 10-3, White Sox. Cliff Bartosz now pitching. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Lee moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Crisp. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Lee scores. Valentin goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, White Sox. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Glode is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Glode hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-3, White Sox. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rowand hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Uribe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Atkins now pitching. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Merlone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Merlone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is 0-for-3 in the game. Broussard strikes out. One out. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laker hits a line drive towards third. Creed catches it and throws to first to double up Merlone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John McDonald now playing shortstop. Scott Stewart now pitching. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Jarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and 2 walks. He's got 5 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 0-for-3 in the game. Crisp strikes out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.